morning, everyone. My name is not Scott Sanders. I've already introduced myself. I'm Brett Scharfs. We have such a full panel today, and our moderator is not yet here, so I apologize for stepping in and going ahead and getting us started. Unlike our previous panel where we had a full 2 hours, for this panel we only have an hour and 15 minutes, and we're already 5 minutes late. In addition to that, we have six speakers. So I am going to ask them to go ahead and speak in the order that they appear on the program. And I apologize, but I will be a timer, and I will give them a signal at 5 minutes, 3 minutes, and 1 minute. And we will have 10 minutes for each of you to speak. If anyone speaks shorter than expected, that'll leave us a few minutes for questions at the end. But our first priority is to make sure that we hear from each person. So let's begin with Ong Kwong Nguyen and Thai Tham Nguyen, and then Thi Dinh Nguyen, Thi Nhoc Thuy Nguyen, and then from those individuals are all from Vietnam, and then Li Kwa Seya Shang and Butsade Sip Hilom. And please forgive me for the terrible pronunciation of all of your names. Feel free to speak from your seat if you would like, or to come speak here in front if that is more comfortable for you. Please join me in welcoming all of our panelists. Okay, so having stepped in, I'm a little bit behind the curve. We have two of our speakers from Vietnam, so I think we'll have a little bit more time for questions. And one from Laos. Okay, so I think each of our speakers can then have 15 minutes. We'll give 15 minutes to each speaker, and then that will leave us 15 minutes for question and answers. So our first speaker is Ong Kwong Nguyen. I should tell you that Ong Kwong is a visiting scholar here at BYU this semester, so we're getting to know him well. He is here for 4 months studying at BYU Law School.
Hi, everyone. My English is not good, so I try to say in English for everyone understand. My paper about citizen human rights in United States, Vietnam, citizen. So I concentrate in the citizen between Vietnam, especially in the citizen between the citizen and human rights. Yes, I did my paper. I prepared. Freedom of citizen is the right to perform citizen act, pursue the right, the belief of an individual in the free manner. It is widely believed to be one of the fundamental freedom of individuals. The action program of the government of Vietnam and commitment itself to citizen freedom on September 3rd, 1945. This principle was recognized in Article 10 of the 1946 Constitution, Article 26 of 1959 Constitution, Article 68 of 1980 Constitution, Article 70 of 1992 Constitution, and Article 22 of the 2013 Constitution. The Communist Party of Vietnam had always had a clear attitude and opinion about religious belief. In June 1991, the 7th National Congress of the CPV confirmed. Zionism is a spiritual of people. CPP and the state of Vietnam respect the freedom of citizens and non-citizens freedom of people and decide to create equality and solidarity between citizens person and non-citizens person and fixing attitude of natural minutes, prejudices and discrimination against citizens person. Political platform to build the nation in the generation barriers towards social and social change. Citizens is the spiritual need of a group of people implementing consistent the policy to respect and ensure the right to freedom of citizens and again the misuse of citizens to harm the internet of a nation and the people in the period. Article 70 of 1992 Constitution stipulates citizen has the right to freedom of belief and citizen to follow a citizen or not follow a citizen. All citizens are equal before the law. Peace, of worship of own faith and religion are protected by law. No one may infringe on the freedom or belief of religion, nor may any person use religious beliefs to violate the law or state policy. Especially in the Article 24 of the 2013 Constitution has extended the freedom of citizen belief on not only citizen but for everyone. The issue of human rights and citizen is a major concern in U.S. policy towards Vietnam. Although Americans did not consider it required to normalize citizen with Vietnam in 1995. It can be seen in the President Bill Clinton when he made a clear the purpose of the United States of America in normalization relation with Vietnam. Because by helping to bring Vietnam into the community of nations, normalization also serves our internet in working for a peace and peaceful Vietnam in stable and peaceful Asia. We will begin to normalize our trade relations with Vietnam. The program requires certification regarding human rights and labor rights before they can proceed. We have already begun discussing human rights issues with Vietnam, especially issues regarding citizen freedom. Now we can expand the Schengen Dust Dialogue. The security of the state will go to Vietnam in August, where he will discuss all of the issues, beginning with the pro and mere concern. I believe normalization and entry contact between American and Vietnam will advance the cause of freedom in Vietnam, just as it did in Eastern Europe and the former Soviet Union. I strongly believe that engaging the Vietnam on the Board Economic Fund of Economic Reform and the Board Fund of Democratic Reform we have to honor the sacrifice of those who fought for freedom's sake in Vietnam and God. During the Clinton administration, the U.S. policy on the issue of human rights with Vietnam as follow. To continue the certain demon human rights issue such as the both people, pro mere citizens, nationalism, personal freedom, freedom of expression, political freedom, business freedom, religious freedom, and freedom of athletes of a political party. For example, on offline. And two, in a report of the State of Department to the U.S. Congress about human rights situation in 190 countries around in the world in 2001, Americans then rank Vietnam into the group of serious violator of human rights. Under the Bush administration, Mr. Bush and Republican Party support this view on human rights in Vietnam by signing a bilateral trade agreement between Vietnam and the United States. They felt that it was a good opportunity to promote economic and political reform in Vietnam, as well as fertilize ground for the U.S. policy of human rights diplomacy. President Bush suggests in the formal statement that U.S. Congress ratify the bilateral trade agreement, BTA, between Vietnam and United States. He insists that U.S. administration would continue to put for improved human rights and religious freedom in Vietnam. In support of this statement, the U.S. House Representative adopt Vietnam Human Rights Act on September 6, 2001. The Act has a text unfound identified critical about human rights situation in Vietnam. The next year, 2004, 2007, and 2013, the U.S. House of Representatives continually adopt Vietnam Human Rights Act. After George W. Bush became the U.S. president in 2001, although the relations between the two countries continued to improve, improvement became more difficult because U.S. put Vietnam in the midst of country of particular concern, regarding the freedom, CPC. Before the action of the United States, Vietnam struggled to take cooperative measure to work with Congress and the U.S. government to diagnose as well as a change between the top level leader. Vietnam showed that Vietnam and United States had a strong common interest. Vietnam had the right to take pride in its achievement in the development of economy, society, and the most basic right of human. On the other hand, Vietnam also implemented a series of measures to reduce the problem of SADC, resolving some of the cases that concern America. Đoàn Việt Hoạt, Nguyễn Đan Quế, Thích Quảng Độ, Thích Huyền Quang, handing several Hainan minority people who crossed the border to Cambodia, 2004. Dealing with the situation in Hainan, enabling Thích Nhất Hạnh to come back in 2007, and dealing with the situation of Mường Nhé, Điện Biên in 2011. America itself must also admit that the reason of development of effort to try to ensuring implementation of human rights in Vietnam are increasingly improving. This is reflected in the human in Vietnam American Joint Statement on the occasion of Vietnam Prime Minister Phan Van Khai visit the United States in June 2005. It says, the President and Prime Minister agree on importance of the continuation of friends and open dialogues about issue of mutual concern, including the implementation of human rights and reform for believer and ethnic minority. The residents welcome Vietnam effort and want to head and make progress. Since 2006, the U.S. administration has taken Vietnam off the list of countries of particular concern, with the perception that Vietnam has had a significant improvement in the promotion of religious freedom, and was not out of reach the nation sought it. Even though Vietnam remained outside the CPC list, the issue of religious freedom and human rights are emerging as an important factor in further improving U.S.-Vietnam relations. After the visit to Vietnam in 2009, U.S. Senator Jim Webb said, although there are still personal perspective about few specific incidents, there has been undeniable progress in the area of religious freedom in Vietnam, particularly from 1991 to present. During a visit of Vietnam in February 2012, Vatican Deputy Foreign Minister gave the flow review. The government of Vietnam consistently seeks to improve policy to respect and guarantee the religious freedom of its people. In the report for 2013 on international religious freedom, the U.S. State Department announced on July 31, 2014, the Constitution and some law and policy provide for religious freedom, at least freedom of belief and worship, and protect non-belief. Authority increasingly approve application for religious training and celebration. Several major religious even attract large number of fellow and participants. And God. The U.S. State Department also confirmed that U.S. officially regularly meets with Vietnam religious diversity and dialogues about freedom and religion with many leaders in Vietnam. And this is the positive decision for foreign policy of both Vietnam and United States of America. Religious freedom and human rights has always been an important factor in the implementation of U.S. foreign policy with countries including Vietnam. The normalization of relations between Vietnam and United States in 1995 is informed the effort of both countries, not only U.S. The most essential factor for achieving the normalization of two sides was the cooperation of Vietnam in resolving the Mia Pearl issue as well as the evolution of human rights in Vietnam. Up to the present, the United States has continued to consider citizen democracy and human rights as one of the most important conditions for further improving Vietnam and United States citizens. Understand the United States and understand the issue of religious freedom and human rights in U.S. foreign policy will contribute expanding Vietnam's relation with the United States, as well as demonstrate before the world community more clearly that freedom of religious belief and human rights respect and being improving in Vietnam. Understand America and its value and interest will promote mutual understanding between the two countries and improve further U.S.-Vietnam cooperation for common goods in the two countries. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, though I don't have the ability of English like Mr. Kung, the direction. Okay. This talk I will divide in two parts. This is the in general content about the law, about belief, because it's I have very limited time, 15 minutes, so I cannot say the detail and everything in regarding to the law and the religion. And I would like to read my presentation. The first, the legal law about belief and religion. The law in Constitution 1992 has established the law religion freedom. The citizen has the right to religious freedom. They can either follow or not follow. Our religion have to equal in the eyes of the law. Nobody can offend the religion, use religion to break the law or the policy of the country. It also said in the Constitution, in 112, gives the government the permission to control the religion. The freedom is protected by law. The 1972, the Constitution established laws, including civil law. And the government has issued the law. This is the basic law in today's, like the responsibility of the government in religion. And next to that, that the laws like the civil law, the criminal law, the property law, the development law, the marital law, or the immigration law, they have the content of the Constitution and about what the government to establish policy on religions, like the the policy expand the religious freedom to compensate for previous restriction of religion to ensure that it is in harmony with international law regarding basic human rights, which includes freedom of religion, especially those of international agreement Vietnam has agreed to. Help me. It keeps going up and down. The responsibility of the government.
Floor language coming in is the speaker will come in. It's
changing volume. It's going up and down. During the time, I don't know where she is. The law and the legislation, they make it easier for leaders and overseas to carry religion out in Vietnam. Regarding the religion. Where? Okay. So the religious legislation were enacted to protect the religious rights of the citizen and allow the religion to establish their own bylaws and form their own organization. The government of Vietnam created favorable conditions so foreigners to legally reside in Vietnam for religious activity at various religious. The country also allow religious training overseas. They can be ordained overseas, they could be assigned responsibility, and to have election in Vietnam. So you can see that the legislation of religion of today is a more complete organization. It is evident by the increased number of religious members, more officers. This is proved by the amount, increased amount of members in religion and activities in Vietnam. In the organization, there are many religions that are being recognized, like Buddhism, the Catholic in Vietnam, the Protestant in Vietnam in the northern part, and the country has examined the religion that meets the requirement. Before year 2006, in Vietnam, there were 16 organized churches that the country has recognized to function within the law of the country. Today, there are 38 organized religion that is being registered, and 24 million members. So that is strengthened the relation between religion and the organized religion, because for the benefit of the Vietnam. So according to the law before, then that has encouraged the openness in the country, the way they treat religion. This ends my first part about the law, about the religion in Vietnam. Now I'm going to switch to number two, that is the direction and the religion for today and the future. In 2013, we have had a new constitution, an amended constitution, or for the Republic of Vietnam. It's different. In Article 24, the law, or more openness regarding beliefs and religion, not only for the citizen of Vietnam, but for the citizen of people from the outside of the country. I will read for you to hear. Everybody has the right to believe, follow or not to follow any religion. The country respect the freedom of religion. Nobody could offend the belief or the religion. Other than that, on Section 2 of the Constitution, human rights, the citizen rights, can be limited according to the law in the necessary situation for the security of the country. Value of the society. Here, the amendment or the correction, that's one that's important. To guarantee the religious freedom of all people and the political rights after that, the belief of religion, they will change and to make amendment to comply with the changes now. The first, the law has to recognize that the agency of belief for all people, not only for the citizen of Vietnam, also you don't have to follow any certain religion. Nobody could interfere, and you cannot force or prevent parties from joining any church. Secondly, to amend the rights of belief. It could be limited regarding the national security, then it can be limited, the value of the society and the health of the society. This is the regulation that's important for the country regarding the safety and the welfare of the society. These laws is also recognized by the United Nations. That is the freedom belief that can be limited because of the law. And when that limit is placed on because of the security, safety, and welfare of the society. That's from the Article 3. Number 3, to supplement the guarantee the rights of belief for people overseas who live in Vietnam. That is the rights of all people. The overseas that lives in Vietnam will be respected by the government of Vietnam. The activity of religion of foreigners and other location activities of those of religion, their religious ceremony in other location, the overseas that are being trained in Vietnam. The fourth, the new religion must register and be responsible for to function within the law of the organized church. In the meantime, regarding the regulation of the organizing of the church, they have school to train the religious people. They can have election. They can to limit the fifth. The policy of the country. They will encourage and guarantee the rights and the interests of the community. They guarantee for the the other places of the religion can be long term. Number six. Encourage other religion includes activities for education, medical, human rights, organizing of church activities. Number seven, the laws, the religion, the freedom to use to do your belief. This is the basic right of human regarding their beliefs. So eight, study the legality of religion. The way they organized and the difference of the religion, guarantee the harmony of the religion. Ladies and gentlemen, I have finished reading that my presentation. Thank you that you have listened.
PDR? Sorry. Today I consider it a great honor and I'm greatly pleased to represent the delegation of the Lao PDR in a combined address, more specifically as delegates from the Committee of the Lao Front for National Construction of Vientiane Capital City and Department of Home Affairs, here to address the International Symposium on Religion and Human Rights under the topic Religion, Democracy, and Civil Society on this occasion. Firstly, representing the concerned agencies of the Lao PDR and also myself, I most genuinely thank the host country, specifically the International Center for Law and Religion Studies, Brigham Young University, and Deseret International Charities, who have hosted this symposium of great importance, who have supported, helped, and enabled and invited us as a delegation to attend this important symposium, as in former years. The International Symposium of Religion and Human Rights, under this topic, Religion, Democracy, and Civil Society, is convened during a time of much change, turmoil, and challenges. But there are tendencies toward peace, lasting development, and mutual cooperation. Overall, these tendencies and challenges have positive effects, bonding nations together, respecting diversity of religion and belief, creating mutual understanding, unity, promoting democracy, tranquility, justice, and peaceful coexistence. Equality and justice. Respected symposium organizers, now may I share some of the lessons learned about the state of religion and human rights. Religion, particularly Lao PDR, Democracy and Civil Society in Lao PDR, briefly as follows. The Lao PDR has a population of about 6.2 million people, consisting of 49 ethnic groups. The Lao Thai groups consist of 8 groups, 32 Mon Khmer groups, 2 Hmong and Mien groups, and 7 Sino-Tibetan groups, who all live in the Lao PDR land, mixed together from the north to the south, living in good welfare, unity, reconciliation, love, and mutual assistance. Currently, the Lao PDR, there are 4 main religions of which the majority of the people are adherents: Buddhism, religion of Jesus Christ, Christianity consists of 2 main denominations or divisions: Catholic and Protestant, within which there are 2 denominations, evangelicals and Seventh-day Adventists, Baha'i religion, and also the religion of Islam. According to statistics of the 2005 citizenship count, 66.8% of the population are Buddhist adherents, 1.5% are religion of Jesus Christ or Christian, and less than 1% for Baha'i and Islam. But there are, in addition, another 30.9% animistic and ancestral worship adherents, which is a native worship of many of the native peoples. Lao PDR laws and regulations respect and promote movements of religions and adherents. Freedom of belief and non-belief secured in Constitution Article 9 and Article 43. The Constitution and laws do secure the belief and non-belief, or the rights of freedom of belief and non-belief, which are secured by the Constitution, Article 9 and 43, and address these rights within acts and religious activities specifically. Decree number 92 of the Prime Minister concerning the regulations and protection of the religious movements in the Lao PDR, which protects and regulates the legal movements of established religions and the adherents of those religions in the Lao PDR. Lao citizens, all of them have equality before the law. They have freedom of belief or non-belief in religions, which is contained in the Constitution. And the laws of the Lao PDR. The Lao PDR government has policies that are correct and equality throughout for these religions. First, respect for citizens of Laos, freedom of belief or non-belief, and not allowing bribery and influence or pressured into the religious belief or out of it. Secondly, the regard for and protection of legal movements and activities of religious organizations and adherents by the state in mobilization and promotion of the clergy to participate in movements beneficial to the nation and people, forbidding actions of religious or civil discrimination. Three, followers of the various religions have the equal rights and obligations of citizens of Laos to unify, protect, build, and develop the nation. Four, a focus on the increase of the level of knowledge in the natural and social sciences among the ethnic groups, encouraging and inviting them gradually to discard outdated customs that have detrimental effects on unity, productivity, and the lives of the ethnic peoples, meaning the nation, building material and mental civilization step by step. Religious work is a work that the government of the Lao PDR always considers an important issue. It is a sensitive psychological work because a particular religious or other belief is a result of psychological requirements of the people, of the ethnic peoples from long ago to the present, causing the freedom of religion or religious belief or non-belief of the Lao citizens is established and protected fully. Therefore, the government focuses on the maintenance and establishment of policy guidelines, laws, and acts to be the principles and regulations of the management of religious movements in the Lao PDR. Summarizing, the Lao PDR focuses on and is concerned about religion. They have is concerned about and has, and there are policy guidelines and correct and just attitudes toward religion and religious equality. Other than that, the governing authorities and the Lao Front for National Construction gives conditions and convenience to religions and movements and the inheritance activities. Performing their ordinances according to their belief and supporting the cooperation between religious establishments and the Lao Front for National Construction, and also this symposium can also help with the meetings and training meetings of the government can create more unity, and the religious leaders on a provincial level and other district levels. Therefore, the Department of Religious of Home Affairs and also the Lao Front for National Construction see the great benefits of of religions and religious adherents. Those who break the law, or if there is an accusation of breaking the law, they receive due process. And therefore, the problem solving and the guarantee of due process is in adjudication before the courts, law, and the Constitution, and in the laws. The Lao Front for National Construction has trained for unity among the religions and religious adherents. This is an important duty which helps which allows the religions to create reconciliation. Finally, I ask a blessing on all of you and thank you for all, and I have best wishes for all of you. Thank you.
For your question. Your question is very good. The Constitution of Vietnam, the Constitution of Vietnam it has related with the economy and the politics. The things that relate about the religious. Whether the Constitution controls it or not, the Constitution does not amend that. Regarding the organized religion, there will be a conference to deal with the administrating of the religion part. The Constitution has three main. It talked about the principle of the 24 that I have talked in my presentation. The religious freedom regarding the regulations, the organization of the religion having a conference or have classes. It depends on the level of the right now. The regulations will amend that. In the future, we will build that into the program. So there is not much regarding the when the religion wants a conference. Câu hỏi đó cho những người Lào. có những cái số trong tôn giáo mà phải có tín đồ trước khi được ghi đăng vô. Thì khả năng để mà in ra những cái tài liệu về tôn giáo được như thế nào?
In the scriptures or the distribution of scriptures in the Lao PDR, it's not able to meet that. They can be printed in, for instance, Korea, for instance, the Bible, and then they can bring them in. And the religion of Jesus Christ or the Christian Bible was printed in Korea and have brought into Laos and used in Laos. And the rights of that have not been cut. And this is particularly for the Christians. As for the Buddhism, there are doctrine, because there's an ability to print within the country, of course. We don't limit the rights of that. But the unifying or the bringing together of it's not yet a democracy of that time. There is a community some of the groups is according to the state, or if they're a group of people or a church that have a movement that leads to upset or a movement of rebellion. And thank you very much.
Khap ja su wa David Owen jak phu phuk sa nai mahavirai ni khap ja jao khai hap sai nai gong thap tang tae pi 1967พวกเขาหูว่าในซาวภูเขาอยู่ประเทศลาวหรือเวียดนามแล้วก็การเคลื่อนไหวทางด้านเศรษฐกิจของกระเจ้าเป็นจังใดในปัจจุบันนี
This is a question that's very hard in Vietnam. There are 54 races. Each one has their own characteristic. The mountain yards that you are asking are very minority in Vietnam. And the minority, they have their own beliefs of that race. So, of course, when they want to find a belief, faith like Protestant, or the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints in Vietnam meet that requirement. If they function with a group, have a belief in that belief, and they want to meet together as a group, and they obey the laws of Vietnam, and they can function in a very with much freedom. Dưới cái luật pháp Việt Nam bây giờ đó, mình có phải có bao nhiêu số tín đồ mới được nhận sự ghi danh hay là nó khác nhau?
Dạ, Xin lặp lại câu hỏi đó. Oh, can you please repeat the question? Right now in Vietnam, it deals a lot with the economy. In the 92nd article, we read that in order to meet together as a religious group, you need to register, that you have to register with the government in order to meet together. But over time that the group develops and grows, their activities, gathe, their activities can continue to progress. According to their needs, they can register with the government of Vietnam. And at a different time, after 3 years from the day that they have registered to hold their activities, if they want to have the need to be registered as a religion, then they can follow the procedures that they have set. In Vietnam, when you have a group of people that want to get together, or the requirement for being recognized as a religious group, you have to show that before this, you have the ability and there's a lot of people to support that group in Vietnam. In other words,
so all people could that meet together regarding when they follow the rules that we have, that they have registered for.
Yes, sir. Thank you for your question. You, who have ever been to Laos and your own experience with the movement, religious movement in Laos, the rights of the organizations to property and the laws of the Lao PDR and the permissions, the authorization, are able to regulate or control their own property. In the future, I will be researching more of this, but in the past, for instance, your group has not yet received authorization to control the property yourselves, but particularly for a religious group that has received that regulation or permission to control that property within their area. they won't have those problems, but that's they need that first.
And it has to do with Decree 92, which regulates, has some regulations regarding religious affairs. And the question is, what are some of the accomplishments and what are some of the things that remain to be done with respect to this decree?
Thank you for the question. On the November 8th of 1992, in 2012, the government has replaced the Decree 92 regarding the law of the religion. I'm worried that the time is running out, but I will try to talk fast. Why the Decree 92? That will replace by 22. You have to know that the law, basic, it has to depend on the circumstance. The religion is always changing. Because of that change, it makes the law of Vietnam will have to be changed to meet the reality. So the decree 22. Is not out of that. In the decree 22, that was raised. It was no longer effective. It caused a lot of hardship for religion personnel and organization. So in 2010, they did decree 54 to simplify the administration. This is one of the organization of the Vietnam about the amendment, the changing. In 54, it also raised many the content in Decree 22, especially regarding the period to resolve the request of the people in the religious affairs. For that reason, the 22nd was started, was released. So the new thing to compare with the Decree 22, the time is to answer to the religion faster, so they can receive their answer much faster, and the procedure is much more simple. So they just need to turn the file in, or they can directly gift it to us, or they can send it through the mail. The decree 92 make it clearer the responsibility of the government in resolving regarding the activities for the religions. We think that decree 92 have accomplished a lot in the results, like being registered and being recognized religion. Allowing classroom and conferences, and the content of what the period has been shortened, so and they can resolve that much shorter period now. The organizing of the people in Vietnam about religion, the activities are much better. It's not as complicated. in Decree 92. After that, we have instructions and information about Vietnam and the sample, the direction that is easier for them to follow about their activities to execute, so that very effective, so it avoid wasting time for all people and the relations to the religion and to the government of Vietnam. Thank you.
Join me in giving one final appreciation to our speakers today.